I'm Dan.
This is VOA News. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Sudanese army officials say the warring factions in the African nation have agreed to a 24-hour ceasefire beginning late Tuesday, following calls to each side from U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken over the fierce fighting in Khartoum. In a televised announcement, Sudan's ruling military council member, General Shams El-Din Kabashi, said the ceasefire will begin at 6 p.m. local time and will not extend beyond the agreed 24 hours. He said they agreed to the ceasefire because of the severe humanitarian situation in the capital. The head of the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, known as Hamadi, also confirmed the ceasefire. Meanwhile, as the ceasefire was being announced, officials with the International Red Cross and the World Health Organization Tuesday also urged Sudan's warring parties to guarantee humanitarian access for those in need, as the death toll in the fight in the country nears 200. In an interview with the French news agency AFP, the Sudanese head of the International Red Cross and Red Crescent delegation, Farid Aiwar, said it has been impossible for aid groups to operate in the capital.
At the moment, it is almost impossible to provide any humanitarian services in and around Khartoum. There are calls from various organizations and people trapped asking for evacuation. For the past 4 days, people have been out of water, food. Electricity has been rationed in some places, totally disconnected. So we're talking about a situation where there has been calls to the Sudanese Red Crescent and also to the International Red Cross movement presence in Sudan almost on a daily basis from people wanting basic humanitarian services.
The fighting broke out in Sudan across the country between the Sudanese army and the RSF, derailing an internationally supported plan to shift to civilian rule after decades of autocracy and military control. This is VOA News. A Russian court has ruled Tuesday that an American journalist arrested on spying charges will remain in jail. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A judge with the Moscow City Court has rejected Evan Gershkovich's appeal of his detention, ruling that he must stay in jail until at least May 29. Gershkovich could face up to 20 years in prison if convicted. Russian lawyers say past investigations into espionage cases took a year to 18 months, during which time the individual could have little contact with the outside world. Gershkovich has been held in Moscow's Lefortovo prison, which dates from the Tsarist era and has been a terrifying symbol of repression since Soviet times. The arrest comes at a moment of bitter tensions between the West and Moscow over its invasion of Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A major defamation lawsuit against the U.S. Fox News Channel is going to trial Tuesday, carrying the potential to shed additional light on former U.S. President Donald Trump's election lies. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
This comes after yesterday's delay giving Dominion Voting Systems and Fox News a chance to settle, something that could still happen anytime during the trial. A lot is at stake for Fox. Dominion is suing for $1.6 billion, claiming the news outlet repeatedly aired allegations that the company's voting machines were rigged to doom Trump's 2020 re-election campaign while knowing they were untrue. Fox contends it was reporting newsworthy charges made by Trump supporters and is protected by the First Amendment. The case led to the release of private messages from top people at Fox, including Chairman Rupert Murdoch and host Tucker Carlson. I'm Julie Walker.
J-Hope, a member of K-pop sensation BTS, has entered a South Korean boot camp to start an 18-month compulsory military service. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
J-Hope has become this group's second member to join the country's army. The parent company of BTS's management agency says the 29-year-old singer entered the camp on Tuesday. In December, BTS member Jin became the band's first to enter the army after revoking his request to delay his conscription. There was a heated public debate last year over whether to offer special exemptions of mandatory military service for BTS members. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A giant Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton that's been dug up from three sites in the United States is going up for auction in Zurich. It's the first sale of its kind in Europe. The 293 T-Rex bones were assembled into a growing nearly 11-meter-long skeleton. It's expected to fetch between $5.6 and $8.9 million. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.